Well, it's definitely, you know, it's definitely different. But it wasn't anything that we didn't handle well. I thought we got in and out of the huddle good. You know, that was one of the points of emphasis that you have to do here. You know, you got to get in and out of the huddle quick. And I thought we did a great job of that all night. You know, making the calls quick. You know, that way when the noise comes in, you know, it can be a factor if you let it. But I thought we did a great job of handling it. Oh, well, the first half, I think I was just doing too much. You know, I feel, you know, any time that, you know, we're in a spot, I feel like, you know, what can I do to help us win? You know, I want to do it. I'll do absolutely anything it takes to win a football game and to help our team win. So in the first half, I was doing too much. Second half, I came out and just, you know, first half was those couple of plays. But second half, I came out and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do my job. You know, I got to trust everyone's going to do theirs and all these things. And, you know, you saw how we battled in the second half. Again, no moral victories in this league, as I've quickly learned. You know, all it is, you know, we just got to win. And so first half wasn't, you know, I was just doing too much. You know, I'm trying to put too much on my shoulders, do too much. I just got to do my job.
The Irvin play that he ran back to the touchdown.
It was a great play by him.
It was just a great play by him.
Yeah. It was a great play by him. It's three deep coverage. We had a four vertical concept with a shallow cross. You know, I'm trying to hit James, number two, up the seam. It would have been a bang-bang play. Earl Thomas was coming. I mean, that guy covers ground anyway. I knew that when I threw it. But Bruce, you know, he got his hand on it. He made a heck of an athletic play. And, you know, they score a touchdown. You know, that's tough. You know, that's a tough one. But he made a great play. But coverage-wise, three deep, I was just trying to throw the seam there. Again, that's another great play by him. We had a miscommunication up front that I'll do a better job of handling. I'll always put it on my shoulders. You guys know how I am. I'll do a better job of handling that and making sure, you know, we're in the right, you know, the right calls and all those things. I got to do better on that one. But again, that was another one. He made a great play. I mean, he caught it with one hand. You know, the guy is an all-pro. I knew going into the game, of course, you know, I'm going to compete and, you know, I'm going to go at him and those things. But he made a great play on that one. And, you know, you got to give him all the credit. He's a great player and he made a play there. No. From the start, it wasn't very good. You know, from the start, just from the call standpoint, obviously without getting too detailed into that, it wasn't.
Even in the comeback, Derek,
yeah.
After the second touchdown to Rivera,
yeah.
A little shot of you, just talking to these guys, you were just going right down the line. Can you share us what you tell these guys? Because
yeah.
There's still time.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no doubt in my mind that we get the ball back, we're going to win. I'm very confident, you know, and, you know, I praise God for the abilities that he's given me to play confidently. You know, and I was telling them, you know, we're going to win this game. You know, we get this ball back, we're winning this game. I'm just trying to be an encouragement, man, because I fight. You know, that's all I know to do is fight. You know, from when I was little and my two older brothers would pick on me, all I would do is fight, and it made me better. It made me who I am today. So when you see me going around doing that, I'm just trying to fight. You know, I'm just trying to get the ball back in my hands to give us a chance to win it. Obviously we didn't get it back, but, you know, I just want those guys to know any time that we have a chance to win it, you know, I want them to have the confidence and know when we're out there, we're going to go score.
Derek, your 0-8, and conventionalism says that this is a great way to ruin a young quarterback
right.
In terms of having them beaten up physically
right.
And mentally. Can you
right.
Oh,
yeah, of course. And it's, you know, I've answered that question before. And if I didn't have, first of all, the foundation that I have, you know, in my faith, if I didn't know who I really was as a person, if football defined who I was, then obviously, you know, I could be pretty upset and sad and down. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be upset at the losses, but you just got to keep fighting. That's the kind of person I am. You know, my faith has kept me grounded, my family, my teammates, my coach, my coaches. All we do is fight, you know, all we do. And so if, you know, if I had a problem with my character or a problem with who I am as a person, then I could see, absolutely, you know, it's hard. You know, this game is hard. You know, and that's what I'm learning. It's hard. It's hard to win. It's hard to go to work every day and all those things. But just because of how I was raised and the kind of person I am and what I believe, it's not going to be a problem. I promise you, it's not ruining me. Absolutely. I get upset. You know, spur of the moment, you get angry if something doesn't go right. I get mad at myself. But the thing is, don't act on it. You know, I don't ever act on it. So, you know, of course, it's hard to deal with. But, I can promise you, when I go home, I've told you guys before, when I go home, I'm the same hanging out with my wife and my son as I am talking to you. You know, I got the joy in the Lord, the joy of the Lord in my heart.
Yeah, I thought you coming in, it's really hard to run the ball.
Yeah. You know, obviously, we want to do certain things better. I'll take a look at it and see if there's anything I can do to help. Obviously, I'm trying to do anything to win, but those kind of questions, like, what do we do? How do we do it scheme-wise? I mean, I leave that to the coaches, and I go out there and just compete as hard as I can at whatever they want me to do.
You got caught in the eye. Did you think for a second that you were – could you see it initially when it first happened?
When it happened, I didn't open my – obviously, because it hurt. I didn't open it, so I was just praying, Lord, I hope I could see when I open this eye. But I'll be fine. It's just a little swollen.
Do you look like you were having a little trouble getting your jacket on? Just pretty sore?
I'm just sore. Yeah. Just normal soreness from the football game.
Did the passing game seem disjointed to you at all in the first half, interceptions aside?
Oh, yeah. In the first half, I mean, I could think about all the plays right now. There's just little details. That's why it's frustrating, that whether it's myself or someone else, whoever, it doesn't matter. There's just little details that we're missing as a whole because we can't do it. Not one individual can do it. So as a whole, we're just missing just one little detail, and we could have a couple big plays there. And that's what's so frustrating to me. So we got to go back and look at those things and just iron out those details because, we can't do them in practice to get to the game and not do them. We got to be able to expect, that we can do those things.
I'm sure each and every week offers you teaching moments, but do you think that this tape can be beneficial to you long-term because of what happened in the first half, how you responded in the second, you can really compare it and contrast against the same defense?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it, for me, it shows me what kind of person I am. Am I going to go in the tank in the first, come in the halftime, go in the tank, go out there in the second half and just, okay, they got us? Or am I going to, for lack of a better term, man up and go out and fight and try and win the football game? And I'm always going to try and man up and fight. And, I learned a lot about myself. You find out a lot about people's character through hard times. And so I found out a lot about myself today.
Yeah, almost every rookie will have one game where nothing goes right.
Right.
Right. But the second half, anything change specifically, or
just
would you halftime?
Oh, yeah. I just knew. I was like, I'm just trying to do too much. I'm trying to save everything. I'm just trying to – and that's when you get in trouble in this league. Guys are too good. Guys are too good. Like you saw Rich. And I told him, we talked great after the game. He's a great player, and he made a heck of a play. I'm just trying to do too much. I just need to settle down. Like, I came in at halftime, settled down. I was like, man, I just need to play football. I'm here for a reason, and I just need to settle down and do my job. We went out in the second half, and, thank God we saved it from being disastrous.
Why do you think that you're trying to do too much?
That's just, I think my mentality was wrong. And I go back to in college, I had a game just like this where I tried to do too much, and it hurt our team. And, I learned from it and got better. And I know I just got to do my job. I don't know why. I want to win so bad. I want to win so bad that I just tried to do too much, and I can't do that because I hurt us in the end. But in the second half, I just said, hey, I'm going to do my job and, do exactly what the coaches have taught me to do. Flip and Ole, they've done a great job with me, and just continue to grow.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all. God bless.